I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Fewer Mexicans are now migrating to the U.S. That's in part due to better economic opportunities in Mexico. But the economic outlook in Central America remains weak, and violence there is soaring. So migrants continue to head north from countries like Honduras and Guatemala. The journey is brutal. Kidnappings and abuse by drug gangs are common. Some migrants, though, are getting help as they pass through Mexico in shelters run by Catholic priests. Monica Campbell reports.
Adelante, señores, váyanse acomodando así detrás.
It's dinner time, and about 100 men sit at long tables waiting to eat.
Vamos a quitarnos las gorras, por favor, señores.
Father Pedro Pantoja runs a shelter in northern Mexico, ministering mostly to Central American migrants, travelers filled with tales of hope and fear, of grueling train rides, and a desire to reach the U.S. border. But tonight, they feel protected. A young Honduran man offers a prayer.
Gracias por los alimentos que nos das, el pan de cada día. Ahora,
he's thankful for the food and the safe haven. He and the others need it. The shelter sits about 200 miles south of Texas in the small city of Saltillo. The northbound trains run through here, and it's where the deadly Zetas drug gang often targets migrants. In 2010, cartel members robbed and massacred 72 migrants nearby. After grace, Father Pantoja speaks bluntly.
Esta casa es para ustedes los centroamericanos.
This house is for you, Central Americans, for the situation you face as you go through Mexico.
Pantoja is tall, 67, and wears jeans and boots when not donning his violet priest habit. More than 50,000 migrants have passed through Pantoja's shelter since it opened a decade ago. These shelters are now fortresses on Mexico's most violent front lines. And Catholic leaders like Pantoja consider it their duty to God to build more of these refuges. They're not wrestling with policy debates or the question of whether these shelters actually facilitate migration. Sister Maria Guadalupe Arguello, who also works at the shelter, says it's not her job to tell people whether or not they should go to the U.S.
We never tell them to stay or go, but we will let them know how difficult the situation is and what might happen.
So far, the church runs more than 60 shelters in Mexico. Most are near train tracks. That's the freight train nicknamed La Bestia, or The Beast. The name comes from the dangers that migrants face trying to catch the train for the journey north. Even if they make it aboard, which isn't a given, they're often shaken down by gangs, robbed at gunpoint, or held until their relatives in the U.S. pay ransom, ranging from $1,000 to $3,000, often paid through wire services like Western Union, a business found in most Mexican towns.
Este es el dormitorio de los hombres.
Pantoja shows me the dormitory for men. It has capacity for 80 people. There are also female-only rooms, but no women are here. Reports show that 6 out of every 10 Central American women migrating through Mexico are raped. For those who do make it here, there's a range of services, including crisis counseling. Pantoja Shelter is now considered a model in Mexico. Pantoja listens to Jaime. He's 19, from Honduras, and hopes to earn more in the U.S. than the few dollars a day he makes picking coffee back home, when he can even find that work. Jaime's journey has been, in his words, hell. Jaime's coyote, or human smuggler, turned out to be part of a kidnapping ring. Jaime was held captive with other migrants.
It was a house filled with all the ugly things that have happened to migrants. A newspaper showed young women and men who'd been beheaded.
The criminals told Jaime, that's what happens to migrants like you whose families don't pay up. Despite what he's been through, Jaime wants to try again. Father Pantoja offered advice.
Llegue de día. A Monterrey se puede llegar de noche.
Be sure to get there during the day. You can't arrive at the border at night. It's very dangerous.
Jaime then huddles over a map of the U.S.-Mexico border with other migrants. The migrants swap intel, cartel hideouts, the safest places to cross. With Jaime is Bryant, 24, also Honduran. He left home because
it's too hard living over there. The food is too expensive. The job is not good. That's why I want to go to the United States, because United States is good for you. If you work hard and save your money, you can make something in your country.
Brian appreciates the companionship at the shelter.
Sometimes you feel so alone because you don't have your mother and your brothers. You don't have nobody right here, only God.
It's getting late now. Pantoja makes the rounds and checks a room with closed-circuit cameras showing the streets beyond the shelter's high concrete walls. Migrants have been kidnapped just outside the shelter's gate.
Vivimos en una situación permanente.
We live in a permanent state of risk and threats.
Although Pantoja is reluctant to talk about it, drug cartels also target him for harboring migrants. He essentially deprives the cartels of targets and revenue.
I've received threats by phone, insults, but also that one day I'll end up dead.
Just as the migrants' trek is perilous, so it seems is running a shelter to protect them. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell in Saltillo, Mexico.
You can see what the migrant shelters in northern Mexico are like at theworld.org.